Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Death Live. This is your host, Fetty J. We're definitely in the building, man. Today is definitely going to be no different than any other great day. It is hot after dusk. You know how we do it every Monday on the show as we go in with hot music, hot interviews, hot news, and, of course, some hot mess. So, yeah, a little bit of all that on today's show. And today, we got a very great guest going to be in here for us in just a moment. And that's my boy, Too Deep. And just got to say big ups to him because this dude's doing a lot of big things. He's featured on internationalhiphop.com as well as mixtapeseries.com. So he's doing a lot of great things that, you know, he definitely got to show the mental support for. And on top of that, he's originally from the East Coast, but now he stays in Texas. So that's ironic because that's me too. I'm an East Coast native, Texas resident. So big ups to him. And he, like I said, he'll be on here in just a moment. And we'll be chopping up with him. And he actually has one of his tracks that's featured on the Death Spot Jukebox. And that is, hit me on my Facebook. So we'll be playing that later in the show too as well. All right, so let me go ahead and go on some of the news for today because there is a lot of crazy stories, of course, as usual. All right, first off, this is going on. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so first off, top story on MediaTakeOut.com, which is the most visited urban website in the world. All right, this to let y'all know, it's a story about Lil Wayne, and apparently there's a story about him breaking up with his fiance and over some pics. Okay, so let's go ahead and go into the story a little bit more. A few months ago, Lil Wayne ended his engagement and briefly broke up with his fiance Dia because she took sex modeling photos. Now, he has forgiven her, and I believe that those sexy modeling photos are all caused, or was what caused the drama, blah, 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 blah. And we're looking, I mean, just going on to this, just seeing pictures of, you know, his girlfriend, you know, just definitely doing the thing, and I'm looking at pictures like, just not thinking that, you know, it's going to be like some naked pictures or something. And it's, like, very classy and whatnot. I just don't understand it, man. Dude, and you know, especially when you're talking to a bad chick who happens to have a very good model look, you don't expect her to try to get a model on her, even though she's still talking to a famous rapper. I mean, really, I got to come on and step with your mindsets and really think about it. All right, on to the next one on that. And I think that's my boy right there. Everybody open a line. All right, we got a call from the 575. You on Life at the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J. Who is this?
Hey, what's going on there, Teddy J? This is your boy Too Deep, man. We getting it higher than the 432 and the 575 down here. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good, man. You know, just winning on our first story of the day, man, which, you know, I'm just tripping out Lil Wayne, getting petty. And I'm just... Oh, man, I've seen 10 times worse things than this.
I'm telling you, it's crazy out here right now. When Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion, I mean, I think things have to change.
Yes, everything is just, like, going crazy right now. That was actually crazy because somebody on Facebook last week, they were having this big discussion about, you know, his cousin said that he doesn't think that Snoop Dogg is a legend. And he was saying he think he is. So it was a back and forth conversation. And he said, wow. Man, he goes, the thing is, the key element, he said a hip hop legend. Now, as far as hip hop, he's definitely a hip hop legend. And I definitely agree on the dialogue that was going back and forth with the argument. But, I mean, as far as like music as a whole, there's some people who, you know, have surpassed him as far as being a legend because, I mean, there's some things that Snoop Dogg has done to kind of not just this, he's done this, set his own identity apart, but he's also kind of followed a lot of other trends. Okay. Like he'll do things just because it's hot. That's one big argument that was being said. So,
crazy. I mean, it's crazy because that's the truth right there, man. That's it in a nutshell, the whole thing. And you're seeing more and more artists falling into that trend. I remember when I first kind of started making music, cats out here, you know, we had everybody was wearing a baggy pants, you know, and the big old triple fat gooses and stuff, and all of a sudden the skinny jeans and DCs and Chucks and all kind of stuff. It's crazy how people tend to follow the trend, but and all the whole time, man, we really need to be establishing our own identity.
Exactly. It's like you gotta just be, at the end of the day, in order to stand out and always stand out and, you know, it be considered a legend, always do you. Like, don't, like, I mean, even, like, one person I'd say, I think I can go ahead and say it's fair to say that he's a legend is T.I. Because I listened to an interview with him, and he was just saying that this is the things he was doing. And this is his music, and this is the things he's been through. He's not necessarily, he's not doing stuff just because it's hot. He's doing stuff because it's being him. And not just trying to follow what's hot for the, you know, what's hot for the season or whatnot. He usually sets a lot of trends as far as, especially ATL. He doesn't like, you know, cause you know, like a lot of times ATL, you'll see when this one sound comes out, like there's a million of these people in ATL trying to do the exact same thing.
That's every region though. You know, you get one hot song, even out here in like Texas area, you get one hot song like Bun B do something, or like 3-6 to come back and do something, and then you'll kind of hear the trend where cats are trying to really sound like that versus staying with their own identity or setting a new trend so that they can be known separately and make their own legend versus being known for somebody else's, you know, sound.
Exactly. Now, I'm looking at some of the crazy some more crazy news. We're gonna share that a little later. It's a lot of stuff. We got two more stories, but we'll share that a little later. Now we can get into more about you, man. First off, you know, as we told everyone earlier, man, you know, you got your stuff on internationalhiphop.com and on mixtapeseries.com, man. Kind of tell us a little bit about the experience, about how it feels to be on both of those popping websites.
Well, it's really amazing. It's almost like a dream come true to actually see all the hard work and dedication kind of start to come together from the different traveling from state to state and all of the concerts and the free concerts and the sacrifices that I made. It's really just, it's unbelievable that I hit the right avenue to where people are starting to listen, getting into the right ears, and people are starting to appreciate what I do as an artist as well as a producer or a marketer and get out here in the world, and it's like, man, it's like, that's me. I'm doing that. They hearing it and they liking it, and it's a changing world. Every day the world changes just a little bit, and it's really just a pleasure to be affiliated with guys like yourself and Elevated Scott with internationalhiphop.com and Timothy McClure out there in San Diego helping me do things just really, really big. DJ Ill Will, we got that Summer Splash Volume 2 coming out. Man, it's crazy getting picked up by distribution companies and helping me out and get the music where it needs to be heard by the world. It's a dream come true and a blessing all the way around.
Now, there's another interesting fact that I found out about you, too. You're originally from the East Coast, but now you're down here in Texas. Which, that's crazy because me as well, I'm originally from Jersey, and now I'm down here in Texas as well. How was that transition? First off, where from the East Coast are you from, and how was that transition going from one totally different region to another?
Well, I'm not from Buffalo, New York. That's upstate New York. So the first biggest change is the cold. I'm used to it like being freezing below zero kind of thing, and no matter what, you still got to get out in that cold to now it's the total other extreme where it's 100 degrees almost every day. You like praying for rain, trying to do the rain dance or something. But I tell you, the biggest difference I learned is it's really not a difference. It's so much the same. It's the love of the people. If you can produce something that people enjoy, it's good for them and good for their kids and something that gives them a positive message. I've really gotten a lot of love out here in Texas. When I first come out, you know, he's like, you're not from around here. I'm walking around with my pant leg rolled up and hat on looking like backwards. And they're like, man, you're not from around here. After a while, you know, with a lot of dedication, I started getting in with the Texas Tours, doing the Tejano Super Car Show every year. And things have just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I can't thank Texas enough for the love and the support that they show me in my career, because it's part of them tuning in and coming out to the shows and booking me for the different gigs that allow me to not only call Buffalo my home, but also call Texas my home. And then we've been on the West Coast for 5 years, Seattle, Tri-Cities, all of that. Spokane is my home. It's amazing. It's just, it can't even measure it up.
That's definitely. Now, you know, because I had to agree with you, too. A lot, like, two things. One, like you were saying, that it's really not different, but at the end of the day, people still think they are going to be drawn to good music and good personalities. And I definitely feel that. I think anyone that's from any region is going to agree with you on that point. And then another one, another thing you were saying, which I definitely agree with as well, you know, everyone know, but it makes people still know when you're from a different place. But I think that helps. I think that it gives you an edge when you come to Texas. If you're from somewhere, especially like from the East Coast, they eat that up. They're like, oh my God, you must be from, you know, they say that to me, and I've been down here most of my life, and they go, you're not from around here. I'm like, I've been down here for how long?
That's right. And it's just, the love just keeps on pouring in. I mean, Texas, not only the biggest state, man, but the biggest heart. They're really out here and trying to give everybody the love that's willing to do it. And all you got to do is really just grind hard, man, and show them that you're about it. You're about getting it. You're about being positive and not running around trying to do all this crazy stuff like shoot up movie theaters and stuff. And you'd be amazed. I love Texas for what they've done with me and how they've helped my career. It's been amazing.
Right. I won't say we're perfect because it might not be shooting up movie theaters, but we do see dollars on first 48 every time you turn your head. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what's up. And don't say nothing bad about the Cowboys, or it's going for your problem.
Yeah, like you said something about the Cowboys. That's starting to fight.
You might as well wrap it up. You don't care if you make music or you go out and teach children at church on Sunday. Nothing bad about the Cowboys is going down.
I'm going to get ready to do the second grade play your track. Me on my Facebook. I want you to show me what kind of led you to make that song. Like that song, like when I first heard it, I said, this is catchy. It is just the way everything was said and the hook perfectly. It was well thought out. It wasn't just like, hey, check out my Facebook, check out my, it wasn't just like something that simple. You built up this whole entire thing. A persona about it, and you were very smart how you marketed all these different entities and kind of just like, hey, if you're this type of person, you got this type of phone. I was kind of crunk thinking you hot out BlackBerry, so shout out to that.
Yeah.
But that kind of tells like where you were at the time when you were trying to make this song.
Well, we was up here, and I'm down here in Midwest Texas, which is like between Midland, Odessa, and Lubbock. You know, and there's not a whole lot. You know, the oil is booming out here, and everybody's getting it, and it's really about the oil money and the nuclear power plants. And I was continuously searching, trying to find a song that's really catchy that people can enjoy. And I always wind up finding myself back on Facebook. I'm sitting there on my phone, I'm trying to concentrate on the song, and then Facebook notifications are coming up. So I kind of talked to my wife, and then I got Aim High and Little T and Young Zeus, a young producer, 16 years old, 17 now, that was helping me with doing some beats and stuff. And it was like, look, you just got to stop thinking so hard, you're trying so hard. So I said, you know what? That's absolutely right. And I sat down and I said, well, what is everybody doing right now? And I sat down and I thought really long and hard about what the world, where we were with social media and how things were going to change and what things I could do to use the social media to help me to get where I want to be in the music industry. And it slapped me in the face and said, hit me on my Facebook. I said, well, all we got to do now is get some music behind it. Hooked up with Dre's beat. It helped us out with the beat, man, and it was like, wow, this joint right here. And as soon as it rolled out, it was just a hit in the making. I figured the easiest way to go about telling somebody about my story is telling them exactly how to get on Facebook and some of the things that can go along with it and how a person can utilize it to their advantage, whether it be in the music industry trying to sell a product, whether it be clothes or just connecting with your friends and meeting up. And we definitely was blessed with this one. Didn't take a whole long time to put it down, but it was definitely as much thought as I could possibly put into a song, and I'm blessed that this is one of the songs that's really catching the ear of the nation.
It is very eco-friendly because it's encouraging you to go green.
Go work in somebody, in somebody's work, they got a recycle bin. They do a thing on the East Coast. I'm kind of used to that and miss it a little bit, but even at work, you go somewhere and it's got your paper recycling bin. You got your cans. You got the plastics. Hey, man, go green. We got to clean up the earth. Think about the children and what kind of earth we're going to leave for them. And it just all fell right together for me.
That's definitely. All right, well, being ready, go ahead and play your track right now. But you also send a drop shot to the drop you send out. So play this and then we'll be back. And we'll talk about the crazy hot news of today, because you got two more stories, including Trey Songz, something about Trey Songz' ex, and then Kim Kardashian's 15-year-old sister. You go, damn Kardashian. They just find a way to end up in my damn story every week. But here we go. Hey. We'll be right back.
This is Too Deep, and you're tuned in to Dub Spot Radio with my man, Ceddie J. And this track right here is called Hit Me on My Facebook. That's at Taiwan Barber or I'm2deep.com. And for booking, hit me on my Reverb Nation at /Bloody Ray. And if all else fails, then you can hit me on my Facebook. Dusk Spot Radio. Dusk Spot Radio. After Dusk Spot. Ceddie J. Don't need no paper bag, no sleep, three ring, no book. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod, touch me. Blackberry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. Paper bag, loose sleep, three ring, no book. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod, touch me. Yeah, Blackberry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. Sign up for free and get to blog. Posting crazy pictures. Word. Connect with all your friends and tag them if they with you. Okay. Hold up, I gotta check in. Too deep up in the studio. My post falling on deaf ears. So comment if you feel me.
Don't need no paper bag, loose leaf, three ring notebook. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook, iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook.
Don't need no
paper bag, loose. I got a gang of friends, and yeah, I know them all. Watch me throw a Facebook party at the liquor store. Now let me check my settings, no posting on my wall. Cause even haters got a Facebook, fuck them all. Got proof, if you real and you hit me up, son, you win. But the realest thing about it is I'm too deep in. 1-800 got a new plug, so I'm plugging in. Clock pants, got my back growing super friends. Throw a slash, I'm too deep, one word. Just posted a new video, got that glow. I heard that phone got a button now. That's crazy. to go outside the Farmville. And I can't click like F cause I'm out here. Don't need no paper bag, loose leaf, three ring notebook. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. Don't need no paper bag, loose leaf, three ring notebook. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. Oh shit, what just happened? My screen done went blank. For the 8-ball bus, bitch, money in the bank. Link it up to reverse, with 9 millimeter, make a deeper to my swag. So lie, because I kill it. Says I got a UC clip on flip phone, no signal. Hold up, I can't get my Facebook, no signal. You lucky that it's late, Facebook, I'm coming. My swag so primitive, you'll find a tree and get I need a paper bag of loose leaf, three ring notebook. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook, iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. I need a paper bag, loose leaf, three ring notebook. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook, iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook.
All right, welcome back to Life That Does Love, your boy, City J. That was hit me over Facebook of my today's guest, Too Deep in the Building.
Yes, yes. They done keep me crumb.
Keep me on my Facebook.
Okay, so we got about 8 minutes left in the show, but we got some stuff we're going to chop up. Couple more stories. One, which man, I'm just telling you, these chicks. Once they get one balling chick, they get one balling dude. They go to the next. Trey Songz ex, Helen, is apparently she moved on from Trey Songz, and now unfortunately she was one of his backup dancers. By the way, which I catch up speed. She's now engaged to NBA player Terrence Williams. And, man, it's kind of put you up on game with him. And he's approximately earned $10.5 million so far in the NBA, his NBA career. He is currently a free agent playing with the Sacramento Kings. So that's the whole thing that's going on with her. Dude, how much do we really care? I mean, when we keep it 10,000, I really don't care. They're not giving me over that money. I don't give a damn.
I don't care.
Now, this story, I got to go with this story. This is the one I had to go in on. Because I'm just so tired of these damn sisters. Every time I turn my head, one ass in the goddamn news every freaking week. Okay, so apparently Kylie Kardashian, which by the way is Kim Kardashian's 15-year-old sister, is apparently already seemed to be going down the same path for her, and she's only 15. I'm going to tell you, it's crazy. Look at these pictures. I mean, you guys see the bikini she has on. Like, she's doing too much. I know that her parents got money and all that, but she just turned 15, and the bikini she has on is not appropriate, man. I'm just saying, this is my daughter. You know, I'm one of the people, I always say that it's, well, when it comes to your daughters, when I try not to be such a tyrant, but there's just something that is unacceptable. Like, how the heck is it you're letting your daughter go out there like this? And it just got, like I said before, that damn mama there is a damn pimp. And she pimping the hell out of her daughter every time we turn our heads.
Yep, that's what it is right there, man. Part of what the problem is, too, is that, you know, cats like we grew up kind of old school traditional when grandma make you go outside, your own kind of switch. You know, as we kind of got a little bit older, things kind of change. Kids start calling CPS on their own parents. And now you got kids like this. 15 years old, man, got cameras following them around. What you gonna do, mommy? You gonna be no TV?
and it's over. And now you got to run around here acting a fool, wearing all kind of little skimpy skimpies and talking all kind of ways to grown up. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy.
Exactly. So, I mean, I look at it and it just drives me freaking nuts. I'm just can't freaking believe. I'm just going to move on from her. And it's like, just, wow. That family just, it never ceases amazing.
Nope, like mama, like daughter, they always got something.
Yeah, I know. I guess, man, that's what it is. It is what it is. All right, so, to go ahead and chop up some more of you, man, as we get ready to close on out here in a bit. Let everyone know, of course, ironically, you know, this track is called Hitting My Facebook. What's the Facebook that everyone can hit you up on? How can they check you out on Facebook and stuff?
Well, the easiest way to get at me and stay in contact is facebook.com/Taiwan Barber. It's like made in Taiwan, TAIWAN Barber. That's my personal page. That's my friend page. Come be my friend. You could be my friend. You could be my fan. If you want to be my fan or at least help support the movement and everything that we got going, you can hit me at the Facebook.com/2deep. That'll take you to my fan page. Please help support that. We got Reverb Nation. It's going really, really hard. You can get me on that. If there's any venues out there looking for booking, trying to get a highly motivated artist out there, brings the fan base with them. You can get me at my ReverbNation.com/BloodyRain. You know, I'm on Twitter. I'm Too Deep. Everything else is I'm Too Deep. You can go to www.imtoodeep.com and get in on the website. Everybody can sign up for the mailing list. You get free CDs, free tracks, free merchandise, and things like that for showing your support.
Most definitely. All right, man. Well, that's a great close up. I'm closing out as well. I will remind anyone listening to the show, if this ain't part of the show, you just want to listen back and see what you just kind of reintegrate or something, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. And you can also look it up on iTunes, search Life at the Dust Live. And look up the episode that says Hot at the Dust Too Deep. And also find it on DustSpot.com. Go to the tab that says Life at the Dust and look for the episode. Press play, it should go.
That's what's up right there. Thanks for the love, brother. I appreciate everything. And hopefully I can get down there to Dallas real quick since we're hot skipping and jump away and we can really get something going.
Most definitely. We definitely got to do it up.
That's what it is, man. Thanks a lot, and you have a great night, my friend. That's what's
up.
You
too, man. And shoot, I got to show some love, my boy. Blast your thoughts, man. I always appreciate you, man, for showing me love. And Blast, if you haven't checked it out, you're not a member, especially if you're part of the industry, you're freaking crazy. You need to be on it. That's at blastyourthoughts.com. And go to there, and that's our affiliate site for dustbot.com. So check them out. That being said, we're rolling on now. Remember, you remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a too deep, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life and the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and the words of Chris Brown. Deuces. All right, we out of here. All right, man.
That's what's up. Y'all should hang up now, sir.